Welcome to Intentional Living. We're going to jump right into the deep end of the financial pool today and talk about money, especially with everything going on with the economy today. Where have you been hit and hurt with inflation? They say inflation is, slowing down a little bit. Are you feeling it when you go to the store? Are you feeling it when you look at cars and car repairs and travel and vacation and food and all the things of life? Well, we're going to give you some really practical help from Intentional Living today and answer some of your questions. And we have our financial expert, Parkey Thompson, joining us here. Parkey's going to be with us in just a moment. Joining us on Facebook as well, live. If you have a comment or a question, you can kind of type it there and Gina will get it to us if you have a question for us. Or you can call 888-888-1717 online. If you're listening, you can call as well. Or listening by radio around the country. Again, 888-888-1717 is the number. Parkey, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, and I trust you all are as well.
And I understand you're seated in the middle of a thunderstorm there in Atlanta today, huh?
It's storming pretty good, and more to come later today and tonight.
Sunny and starting to warm up in Tucson. You know, in Tucson, we've had a beautiful springtime, and last couple of weeks been cool, hasn't it? I mean, for us, when it's a high of 92, we think it's fantastic. And so today, 97, then going to be 100 degrees for the days ahead. So we're dry and you're wet, but together, yeah. I think we can get some help.
You might even hear the thunder rolling back there behind me.
So. All right. Well, stay dry. Okay. Parkey, we want to open the phone lines, by the way. If you have a question, no question is dumb. Every question's great. Whatever you're thinking, whatever you're struggling with, give us a call. We'll connect you here with Parkey and try to give you some encouragement. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. I saw that inflation for May came down to 4% year over year. Is that good news? Does that solve all of our problems?
Well, it clearly doesn't solve all of our problems, but it is an improvement. I mean, when you look at how high inflation was 10, 11, 12% over the last two or three years, so a couple of years anyways, and now to hear it coming out on an annualized basis of about 4% right now, that's definitely positive news, but you're still seeing increases, and we're just about halfway through the year. I mean, it could always go the other direction, but it's definitely trending in the right direction. But you've still got a lot of impact from what we've seen over the last 24 months that people are affected by. So it helps. It's encouraging, but it doesn't fix everything.
Maybe explain that a little bit for someone who's thinking, well, they say inflation's coming down. I'm going to the store and the prices aren't coming down. They're really just not going up quite as fast.
Exactly. That inflation is that increase in there. We've seen that increase over the last many months. And now as a result, it's kind of tapered off. It's still increasing, but it's not as sharp as a climb. Very rarely do you see those prices come back unless it's something significant, like a recession, stagflation, something like that. And hopefully we never get to something like that. But you are going to see those higher prices for a while, I believe.
Mm-hmm. When you talk to people and the work you do, and I know you consult with folks on about money and trying to help them be good stewards, what are some things you're saying today that maybe are even more important now than they were a year or two ago when it comes to handling money?
Well, and I think the vital piece to understand here is most people's incomes are not rising with the rate of inflation. So in other words, those prices are going up, but their income, while it may be going up, it's not as quick as a result of what they're seeing through their employment. And so now it's vitally important to make sure that you are intentional, that you do have a plan, that you have a written budget every month. And to the extent that you've really got to make some tough decisions, you might have to cut out some of the stuff that we might call fluff. They're nice to do, nice to have, those type of things, but we may have to cut that back to make sure that we've got food on the table, to make sure we can put gas in the tank, make sure we can take care of those vehicle repairs and those things that are going to come about. You're also seeing an increase in the people in the way they're using debt, which is going to affect them for a long period of time before prices potentially stabilize or maybe even come down a smidgen. You're finding that debt that they're incurring, more debt payments, are impacting their ability to take care of some of the things that they really need to do. So it's vitally important that you have a written budget, and not just something that's written down, but something that you're managing to on a day in, day out basis to make sure that you're living within your means and able to take care of the things that are vitally important to you.
Talking money today here in Intentional Living. You know, it's one of the areas we talk about, five essential areas. Finance, a huge, important topic. And so many, come on now, maybe you struggling with feeling in bondage to this thing of money. You have a question, just need some encouragement. Parkey joins us today with his background and experience in helping people, consulting people, encouraging people about money. You're welcome to join us. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717, and we'll get you connected here with Parkey on Intentional Living Live today. You know, you were talking about the fact that people are taking on more debt, and people are, obviously, that's probably what, credit cards? Is that what they're doing? The credit cards are getting loaded up?
Absolutely. Credit cards and so forth, being able to spend. I mean, that's what really driving inflation. It's the spending of folks with the available cash that they've got. When it's hard to control and the limited amount of supply and services, that's where you've got that inflation increasing. But people continue to spend with the cash that they have, with the credit availability that they have. And so what they're doing is they're increasing that amount of debt that they have, which is going to be higher payments going forward to try to keep that on track and be able to pay it, which squeezes out more of their income availability to be able to after they take care of the things that they need to take care of. And hopefully people are understanding that and realizing that debt, going into debt's not the answer here, even though our country likes to go into more debt to kind of fix things.
Yeah. Well, you know, we get a lot of calls whenever we talk about money, and people will call and say, you know, okay, haven't planned real well, didn't have a lot of savings, and now we're getting whacked. We don't even know where to start. You know, we've got credit card debt. Maybe the income hasn't gone up, and the expenses are going up, and we're running a deficit every month, and we're falling behind. We don't even know where to begin. Where does a person begin who's just feeling financially stuck, overwhelmed, not knowing what to do next? Maybe they've had a crisis or an unexpected expense show up. Where does a person begin the process to get back on their feet or on their feet financially?
Well, I think an individual or a couple need to sit down, turn the TV off, put the kids to bed, focus on this, and really lay out. And I say lay out, looking at typically our checking accounts, because today we're using the plastic, the debit cards. We can just about see every bit of spending that we're doing through a checking account. And clearly identify where every one of your dollars are being spent. Because if you don't see it, you can't manage it. When I worked for General Electric, Jack Welch used to say it, if you can't manage it, you can't control it. Or you can't measure it, you can't control it. We've got to be able to measure. We've got to see where our spending is going, and then begin to get on a budget and make ourselves cut back in the unnecessary areas so we can free up more cash, having it available in the necessary areas that we have.
So even if it's with a paper and a pencil, sit down, write out where every penny is going for a month or two, and give you an idea exactly where your expenses are. Because let's face it, most people don't know. They kind of run with the checkbook. Is there enough in the checkbook or on the credit limit or whatever it is? And unless you know, like you say, unless you know where it's going, that it's going to run your life. Quick break.
What's contrary? Go ahead. We'll go to break.
Let's take a break. We'll be back. We'll talk more about this. We'd love to have you join in. Maybe you have a question for Parkey today, Intentional Living Live at 888-888-1717, or maybe a comment about one thing you've been doing during this really topsy-turvy inflation economic time that's helped you. Are you hanging on? What are you doing? How are you growing? How is it impacting you spiritually? How does your spiritual life make a difference in the decisions you make about money? Give us a call. Join in the discussion. 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. What are the characteristics of someone who's winning or losing at life? In Dr. Randy's teaching, he looks at Nehemiah and Jonah and how they each responded to the challenges and opportunities in front of them and what we can learn from their stories. When you support Intentional Living with a monthly gift, we'll email you Dr. Randy's teaching featuring a new topic each month. This month, we have an incredible opportunity as some friends of the ministry will match your gift dollar for dollar right now. Receive this month's special offer. And to send in your matching gift, Call 888-888-1717 today or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
And I hope you'll do that. Thank you for your prayers, support, standing with us here at Intentional Living, theintentionallife.com, or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. If you press number one right now, you can talk to us, or you can press two and talk to our staff. That'd be happy to talk to you, get you to be a part of Intentional Living today. Parkey Thompson's joining me. We're talking about money, and I asked Stephen to set this up because everything going on in the economy with inflation, even though there's a little better report from May, that helps. I know many of you are struggling, and this would be a great time to call, maybe encourage others or share your question at 888-888-1717. You had a thought there going into break. I want you to be able to finish that, and then I want to talk a little bit about retirement. We got a lot of people listening who maybe took an early retirement, and well, I'll ask that question in a moment, but go ahead and finish up what you were thinking there.
Sure. And I was just going to say, you know, what you described there, what we were talking about was writing down every expense, learning where we're spending our money, and then building a plan to simply say, here's where we're going to spend. We're not going to mimic what we've been doing, but we're going to do things differently and control where we're at, laying out that plan before we actually start to spend. But that's contrary to what people want to see and hear even today, because we live in the society today that's internet-based, and we can use our phones to log on and see what our checking account balance is, and do I have the money to be able to do what I want to do when I'm at this store or this expense or this restaurant or whatever, and we do that without giving thought to the fact that, wait, that might have been our rent or our house payment or a utility bill or a credit bill or something. It could be something along that line. Living intentionally takes some effort. It takes some work on our part, but the payoff is huge when you begin to do that and you allow that to be part of your lifestyle.
Yeah, and starting early, make a habit. You know, intentional living is about setting a habit, establishing a habit, maintaining a habit, and the right kind of habits, and this is certainly one area. Retirement. Someone retired early. Maybe they said, hey, we're going to retire at 55 or 60 or whatever, and they retired, and then this economic reality hit. They were maybe on the edge going into retirement, they're struggling. Are you hearing that from retirees who maybe retired early, didn't really plan well enough? What are you telling those folks when you talk to them?
Well, I'm hearing that very little, but I am hearing that. And in most cases, in that situation, they probably were not ready to financially retire at that particular time, even though it sounded good. All right. Maybe the body said, hey, I want to kick back. I want to take it easy. Things are going well in the stock market and all that good stuff. But when you really look at what's going on, we weren't really ready for that long term, because none of us know how long we're going to live. We're retiring at 55. And if we're blessed, we might live another 25, 30, 40 years. Who knows? We want to have that money there to be a part of that. So in those people, when looking at that, again, we're looking back and say, hey, if you've made this decision to retire at this point, the fact is, with what's going on in the economy now, means you've got to modify your lifestyle to live in that retired income at this particular point. And when that works, that's great. But for a lot of people, what they're finding now is, even at their ages, there's a lot of availability of jobs in their particular area, maybe going out and doing something on a part-time basis, maybe starting their own little side gig, side hustle there to be able to bring some income in as well. But whatever we need to do to be able to do it. Now, I'm a firm believer that the older we get and the more we work, the better off it is for our mind as well. So I'm going to continue to promote that. But from a financial perspective, people have got to realize, if I've made this decision and it's impacted me, I've got to make some adjustments in either the spending piece or the income piece, or maybe even both, to get me through this crisis and make sure that I'm ready to retire without having to do that somewhere down the future.
You know, I'd be interested to hear from some of our listeners who may want to comment about, they feel like they're in a good shape, but their kids, their young adults or their adult children are struggling, and things are different than maybe it was in our generation. And you're struggling to know how to help your kids, helping adult children. Do you put limits in place? And of course, many millennials today are taking a totally different approach to work than the past generation, than the boomers and the greatest generation did. In some ways, they approach work differently. Like you said, more gig work and more at-home work. It's interesting how companies are having to struggle to get people come back into the office. So there's been a big change. I'd love to hear from some folks who might say, hey, we've got some issues with adult children with money, and here's what we've had to do. Have you had to stop supporting them? Did you have to put limits in place, boundaries in place? Are you struggling with that? You can join in as well at 888-888-1717. We hear a lot of that. We've done some shows on adult children, and whenever we do, money becomes an issue. You know, my wife and I aren't on the same page, or a blended family, and I think my husband is over supporting his kids and not holding them accountable. And what do you tell people when you do consulting with families with their adult sons and daughters?
Well, you know, here's really what I tell them. Somebody has to be the adult in the room here. And quite frankly, that's you as the parent. I mean, and really, when you look at it, we've never been under an obligation where we should be taking care of our adult children. Now, my children will tell you right now, if they're in a financial situation, and I'm thankful that they're not and haven't been, but I'm going to do everything I can to be able to help them. That does not mean that they're going to stop working or only work one job if they are working a small job, or be able to move back in without some sort of a boundary, some sort of parameters on that, to simply say, I'm willing to help, but that help doesn't last forever. I think we've developed that from our government on down, when we continue to try and quote unquote help people, but we have been enabling people. And now it's went from government levels and our social programs right down to our households. And it's a difficult thing. You know, I was sharing with somebody even this week that their child grew up with my child. Their child, same age as mine, their child's still living at home. Last I heard, doesn't even have a job, but, you know, taking care of the video games and so forth. Whereas my daughter, who was there, my daughter was just promoted to an assistant principal in the local school district here. And you look at that difference here and you see how parents have enabled their children to do that. You know, I would love to tell you that this is a result of COVID, and some of those things that you mentioned are, they're post-COVID things, but we've been building this for the last 10, 15, 20 years or more in our society today. And it's going to be a tough pill to swallow, but somebody has to learn to say no. Mm.
Saying no, not easy. Let's take a really quick break. We'll be back. You're welcome to join in. Got Kim on the line. We'll get to you in a moment with a comment at 888-888-1717. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Minute, as we're talking about how to be intentional with your finances. Number 5 on the top 10 list is to shop intentionally. You know, today with the internet and with credit cards, it's easy to overspend. Just push a button or hand them the plastic. I would encourage you to be intentional not to use credit cards, especially if you're carrying a balance. Now, some people are disciplined enough to never carry a balance, pay it off every month, but the research still shows if we use credit card, we tend to spend more than we would if it were just cash. So to be intentional, I would encourage you to be very intentional about your shopping. Plan ahead, have a list, don't overspend. If it's not on the list, don't buy it. If you don't need it, don't put it on the list. That's intentional living.
For more information and inspiration, go to theintentionallife.com.
And then we see in that same passage that he fasted, he wept, and he prayed for many days to the God of heaven. What's powerful is this didn't happen in a day or even just a week. It was over a period of 3 or 4 months that Nehemiah really got in touch with what God was teaching him and preparing him to go to help his people back in Jerusalem. The difference between a winner and a loser, we see it in the lives of two characters from the Old Testament that we compare and contrast, or I do this month in the lesson, our masterclass. Members, watch for it. It's coming your way here mid-month from Intentional Living. If you're not a part of the team, come and join us. We have some friends of the ministry that have said, hey, we want to match everything coming into Intentional Living dollar for dollar to over $10,000. And a portion of that has been taken care of already, but there's one piece left for you. And we'd love to have you be a part of it, because you're helping us reach more people for Christ, to encourage more families here and around the world when you support the ministry. Come and join us. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And Parkey Thompson's joining me today. We're talking about money. We got some folks that want to comment about adult children here. Kim is first in Arizona. Hi, Kim. How are you?
Well, hello there. I'm fine. Thank you for asking.
Go right ahead. What's your comment about grown kids?
Well, I have a 37-year-old son who has fallen on some pretty trifling times, and not really intentionally going out and trying to fix it. And he had a really good deal with a mobile home, paying so little, $850 a month for a 3-bedroom. And I kept saying, son, you got to do something. You got to do something. You got to fix it. You got to make sure you keep this place. Well, lo and behold, he didn't. So I helped him out in February. I said, you have 28 days to find a job. Well, it didn't happen. So February, March, April, I paid for the rent. He got, by the grace of God, he didn't get evicted. They just terminated the lease, which was a gift. And then he didn't have money for storage, so I paid for that. So over, since February, I've given about $3,700, thinking I was helping. Lo and behold, I wasn't. And the minute I said no, guess what? He got it in gear. He still hasn't found a job, but he's currently looking like crazy. So all I can do now is just pray.
Was he like this in the years leading up to 37? Was he like that when he was 17 and 27? And
no, he joined the Air Force. There's a real backstory to that, and then got really sick. So he really had good intentions, but I don't know. And then he saw his mom. I'm 62 years old and being a workhorse, so I don't know how it got lost in translation. I just don't understand where his notion and gumption went, you know?
Yeah, well, his gumption's got with it when you said no, it sounds like. And I think that sort of echoes what you were saying, Parkey, that sometimes no can give a adult son or daughter the sense of motivation that they need to get on with it.
And let's not pull any punches. I'm sure Kim would tell you that that was devastating to have to say no to her own child. She could see the situation. But at the same time, when we as people begin to realize that this behavior is not working, we tend to do something else. That's not the case for everybody. But when they realize that somebody's just not going to take care of this, supplementing or supporting, quite often we tend to say, if I like living like, I got to go do something differently. And so I would tell you to continue to encourage him and lift him up. And, you know, sometimes it's difficult even with one job today, but encourage him a second job. It's not going to kill us. Sometimes it'll even help us to be able to do that. Good for you, Kim. Good job.
Very good. Thank you, Kim. Jim wants to talk about kids and money as well, apparently. Hey, Jim, how are you doing?
Good, Dr. Andy. How are you doing?
Good. Go right ahead.
Well, I had a comment. My wife and I've been married 41 years. We've got 4 daughters. They're all married and in different areas in their life. And we've been praying a lot. And but it started, the financial education from Lynn and I started a long time ago. In fact, when they first received their first money from relatives at a birthday party, we opened up a savings account. And, you know, so they came by it, you know, so it was like something that we taught them since they were little. And then, so when they got, and so then my wife and I decided we were able to send them to private school, actually Catholic school, through, graduation high school. And, but we made that decision actually with some of their input because they were, the oldest was a teenager. And, we said that we would help them in the college. We would loan them money for college. But when I was in college and started in 77 through 82, there were a lot of kids that they didn't try because it wasn't their money.
Yeah.
So I was willing to loan my children money for college, but I didn't want, if they chose a path that didn't get them to the right spot, you know, where they were going to have a financial, you know, a job that could support them, then that was going to be on now.
Yeah.
So then, anyway,
how are they doing today, Jim?
Good, good. My oldest is 37. She's a veterinarian in Davison, Michigan. And my next daughter, her and her husband live in California. He finished music school. And anyway, they're almost set. He's trying to get it break into that industry. My third daughter, her and her husband are finally able to, they've been living in an apartment and they are purchasing a house in Midland.
Oh.
And anyway, so, and then the youngest lives in Nebraska and with 3 children and her husband. And you know, so they've all got different paths. They're all over the United States.
But they're being responsible, which is a key. All right, Jim, I've got to move on. I'm running out of time here, but I appreciate your call. Go right ahead, Parky. What's your comment on that?
Very quickly, with Jim there, I like what he said about they taught them young. And so most people today aren't teaching their young children this stuff. And then the fact is, what we're seeing today is probably going to get worse if something doesn't change. We've got to teach them differently. We talked about inflation as we kicked this off, and he touched on college expenses and would help loan the money. If you want to see inflation, look at college tuition rates and what it costs to go. Yeah. And the reason why it's so high is because the readily available student loans, people can continue to get money. There's no accountability to it. We borrow money on that. We spend it on everything. There's a payback someday. Those are kicking in about 60 days for a lot of people as well, which is going to add to the whole conversation we started at the beginning here.
I'll tell you what, we're wrapping up the show today, but I'll tell you what, we're going to stay. If you're available, Parky, we'd like to stay here. We're going to record a show that'll air tomorrow on Unintentional Living. So we'll take the next 30 minutes and continue this discussion if you'd like. Seems like people are interested in talking about their kids and money. I want to ask you in the show we're going to record for tomorrow about tithing. About student debt. I'd be interested to know about these student loans they're talking about writing off. What does that do to the psyche and sense of responsibility for young people today? Is it a good idea, a bad idea? Also, I want to talk about housing. You know, we know people have been can't get into the housing market. Is it going to come down? What do you think? Is this a good time for someone to stretch to make that decision to get into a house so they can get out of renting? Or what do you think? These are some of the questions we're going to get into for tomorrow. If you want to join the discussion, though, you got to call now. Maybe you have a comment about adult sons and daughters, about money, one thing you've done to help them or to put some boundaries in place. Give us a call. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. We're talking about money and how to be intentional with your finances. One of the five essential areas in our lives. We talk about faith, of course, as it's foundational. Number one, our family relationships, marriage, parenting, in-law relationships, work relationships, finance. We're talking about that today, health, and then work. And so if you'd like to join in on this topic of finances, give us a call at 888-888-1717, and you're welcome to join the discussion. What do you think about this thing of adult sons and daughters? Have you had to put some boundaries in place? How have you handled that? Is it okay to loan them money, give them money, go into business with them? What do you think? You're welcome to join in that discussion as well. All right, Dr. Randy here along with the rest of the team. We'll be back tomorrow with more on finance from Intentional Living. Again, 888-888-1717. Have a great day.